SRF Virus.
Show. Das ist der zweite Teil unseres Grunge-Specials mit dem Zeitzeugen Harris Thurmond, der die späten 80er und frühen 90er Jahre in Seattle miterlebt hat mit Bands wie Nirvana, Mudhoney, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, aber eben auch ganz vielen Bands, die man heute gar nicht unbedingt mehr kennt. Und einige dieser Bands wollen wir uns anhören.
Big Mistake!
big mistake. The Bonaparte Radio Show.
Just like you, a human being. I don't wanna have to sacrifice to get along. I don't ever wanna be the one to say I'm wrong. I may hate you sometimes, but I'll always love you. What did you say? It's so hard for me to remember what you meant. How did it happen? Was it preconceived or complete? I still recall we were once happy together, smiling faces, but things have changed. And now you're only happy when I remember where my place is. I don't wanna have to live up to your expectations. I don't ever wanna be the one to end relations. I may hate you sometimes, but I'll always love you. You could treat me like somebody special. I can't be everything to everybody. Could I at least be something to you? Speaking a familiar phrase, I've heard it said often before. Please forgive me, don't be a fool. If I can't live with myself, how could you live with me? Now that I'm filled with emotion, you're just passionate. You only live for yourself, and now I did to regret. But don't ever think that I can easily forget, because I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Said that I would, but now I know that I won't. And the chance of being right is looking kind of remote. I may hate you sometimes. I may hate you sometimes. I may hate you sometimes, but I'll always love you. I may hate you sometimes, but I'll always love you.
The Big Mistake Bonaparte Radio Show. My guest in the studio is Harris Thurmond. He is living in Austin, but grew up in Seattle.
Let's see. So I'm not sure how hidden this one is, but I mentioned the Posies were sort of an anomaly in that scene. And they put out a record called Frosting on the Beater in the early 90s. And it's an amazing record. It really, talk about these records that stand the test of time. Anyway, I'm going to play a song called Solar Sister. It's just a really good song.
I call you.
And there's two other bands that I brought songs from on CZ Records. One's called Alcohol Funny Car. and they were another great pop band from around that time. And the other is called The Gits. There was a real contingent of people that moved from Oberlin College in Ohio to Seattle in the early or late 80s.
Sounds like old Berlin.
Yeah. Yes, a little bit, another tie-in there. And these guys were a great band, another female singer, punkier, but a great live show. And this is one of my favorite songs by them called The Gits. Grunge was a word that was laughed at in Seattle at that
era.
So
no one would use that word.
No, it was applied by the outside world. And there's a famous story of, or famous to us at least, where Megan Jasper, who still works at Sub Pop Records, the New York Times called her up one day during the grunge explosion and said, "Hey, we're really curious about grunge slang. Is there any grunge slang you could tell us about?" And Megan made up a list of about 10 phrases, and the only one I remember was called "making the flippy flop" or something like that.
She just totally made them up.
She made up every one of them, and the New York Times printed them all without fact-checking it. And so it was that level of attention into something that nobody would really call your own band grunge. That was an embarrassment. So it was all just rock music.
Actually interesting.
The frustration was that a lot of these bands, whether it's like the Screaming Trees was another one of the best bands out of that era, just incredible songwriters, but they were very different than Mudhoney, who was different than Soundgarden. Soundgarden was far more metal than those guys, but it all kind of got, and Pearl Jam is far more classic rock, right? Mm. But it was all sort of under the grunge label.
Bye.
studying is the Bonaparte Radio Show with Harris Thurmond in the studio from Austin, Texas via Seattle. So you played in bands as well.
I mentioned that record label CZ, so we were on CZ Records.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As you'll hear from the song, we had a female singer, and it was a singer who could really, really sing. I mean, she has an amazing voice, and the grunge era maybe wasn't as known for people really sang. It was fun. We did well. We were more regionally well-known, but we got to tour. We got signed to a major label. Like,
which one?
A&M Records.
Albert and Moss.
Yeah.
Big mistake, the Bonaparte Radio Show. The best radio show in the whole universe. Funny enough, we just met in Berlin on a playground, but I thought it was so funny that you asked me if I played at the Iron Bear at one point in Austin. What is a bear? A bear is a large hairy
large
man interested in other men.
Interested in other large hairy men. It's very specific.
A mutual hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So we played and we did play at that club. And it's amazing that you were at this show, you know. It's really bizarre actually.
Yeah. And I don't usually go to the Iron Bear, surprisingly.
Yeah, me neither. But
during South by Southwest, every place is a club. And that actually seeing you guys was one of the that's one of the best things about South by Southwest. When you walk into a smaller place and you aren't familiar with the band and you really discover something you really like.
And you have no idea what it is. And it's
now that they found your niche.
Yeah, but it's not because of the way I look.
No, you are not Barry.
Thank you.
Big Mistake, the Bonaparte Radio Show. In the studio is Harris Thurmond as a guest. And at one point in your life, you moved from Seattle to Austin.
Yeah.
So why the weather?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't appreciate more daylight and sunshine. That was part of it. And I think it reaching a point where I wanted to try something different.
Did you have Austin bands as well?
Yeah, so I brought one that I joined upon moving to town called New Roman Times, and we put out a record a few years ago, and this is the first song on that record, Smoke in Your Disguise.
Time to
Austin's really known for roots music, whether it's blues or country or something. But of course, there is a big music scene that is not that. And I think one of the best examples of that is this band called Octopus Project. Octopus Project is, they're really interesting. They're sort of experimental, synthy, poppy stuff, does a lot of instrumental stuff, but also turns out really beautiful pop songs. They have a woman who plays theremin. She's a very accomplished theremin player. And anyway, I brought two songs by them, one that's more their pop side and one that's more their soundscapey side.
Thank you.
Ringo Death Star is a sort of shoegazy guitar rock band from Austin that's been around for a little bit, but they put out a record this year that I think has a great song on it called Chainsaw Morning.
Perfect. Can you explain to our German and Swiss listeners, why would you call a band shoegazer?
Shoegazing was that era of British rock when it was bands like Ride and Slow Dive and things like that, where everybody had a lot of pedals and didn't move around on stage a lot necessarily. They would stare down at their pedals, and they hence shoegazing. Everybody played a Fender Jazzmaster.
If we talk about a Jazzmaster, we could play a song from my new soundtrack that you mentioned before that you like, because I played Jazzmaster on it.
Oh, really? No, that song, She Goes, I really liked it out of that soundtrack because it's a different sort of sound from the other stuff I'm familiar with from you, but it's a really beautiful song.
Thank you. Let's hear it.
There she goes, and I wonder if she knows. She's close enough, I feel the pain. Till now she only loved in vain. She goes when she goes, and I wonder if she knows. She's close enough to let me in. When she comes, I can't hide. Broken from the start. When she comes, swallow my pride. She loves me with half a heart. There she goes, there she goes. And I wonder if she knows. She's close enough to take me in. There she goes, there she goes. And I wonder if she knows. She's close enough, I feel the pain. Till now she only loved in vain. She goes when she goes, and I wonder if she knows. She's close enough to take me in. She's close enough to take me in. She's close enough, she took me in.
So, das war's mit der Big Mistake Bonaparte Radio Show Grunge Special mit dem Zeitzeugen Harris Thurmond aus Seattle.
Big Mistake, the Bonaparte Radio Show. Did you put in your eye?
Eine Sendung von SRF Virus. Radio, aber anders. Noch mehr zum Abladen gibt's auf srfvirus.ch.